Welcome into the Conversations with Carlisle here on February 27th. I'm Zion Brown, your host here alongside Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. How you doing today, coach?
Good morning, good people.
All right, coach, so we'll go in and talk about last week's game, last Friday night at Cathedral, in which the Giants took a 14-point loss. But midway through the fourth quarter, you guys fought the whole game, really, but midway through the fourth quarter, you took the lead, and then it all fell apart. What went wrong there?
It's always a couple of possessions where we fall back to the things that we are used to doing, not boxing out. I think there was in this particular possession, there was a free throw box out. They missed a free throw. They got the offensive rebound. We didn't box out. Threw it out. Missed the layup. Got another offensive rebound. Threw it out for a wide open three. And from that moment on, we just kind of didn't recover. We didn't recover very well. And they went on their run, and the game was closer than the final score. But, of course, you know, we had to foul towards the end, and they made their free throws, which made the difference what it was.
So how do you make sure you become a team that can close out those type of games? Because you were in it the whole way, but you just weren't able to finish off the deal.
Just got to keep grinding. I guess that's just the what we got to take away from it. We know that we're capable, more than capable of winning those types of games. We just got to, when we get to those moments, do a better job.
And on Friday, tomorrow, you guys play an improved Tech team. So what do you have to do? How do you match up against them?
They're a guard-oriented team. Of course, they're an athletic team that likes to run. They're a little different from what they used to be, where they would just try to press and run the whole entire game. But now they do a little bit more in the half court. Mosey Barnes, he's a good coach. I've been knowing him since high school. Played at Cardinal Ritter. We played against him in the sectional a couple years in a row. He ended up playing at Purdue, but he's a good coach. He took a Howell team to the state championship, and they were state runners-up for 3A before he left that position. But, you know, for us, we just have to continue to do what Ben Davis has to do and not necessarily worry about what the Techs or the Southports or the Decatur Centrals, these are the next three games that we have to do to make sure that we play the type of basketball that we're capable of playing.
And with tomorrow night being the senior night, the last game of the season, how important is it that you send the seniors off with a win in their last game on the Ben Davis floor?
It's important. We haven't had much success here this year, and you always want to win your last one, especially going into the tournament with some sort of continuity and some, you know, just playing well going towards the one and dones. So for us, it's important. We have seven seniors and two managers that are seniors, so it's nine that'll be celebrated tomorrow at halftime. So just make sure you come out and help us support our seniors and send them off the right way.
And on Sunday, as you kind of mentioned earlier, the sectional drawing came out. You guys drew Southport next Tuesday first. Did you guys, as a team or as coaches, did you guys get together and watch that, or is that just something you kind of just let happen and you saw the results?
Well, I was on the road. I had a family deal in Atlanta, so I wasn't here. I think that going forward, that'll be something that we will do. It's cool to watch the show when they send in the pictures of your team watching the draw. So I think that could be a tradition that we would start around here, God willing.
And what did you think overall of the draw that you got for next week at Southport?
Last year's draw was better because we had the bye. But, you know, we've played both the teams that we would potentially have to play at the beginning of this to make it to the championship. And, you know, I feel confident. I just think we just have to do the things that we need to do, especially this first game against Southport. We had that game. We were up 14 in the fourth quarter early in the season, and we just kind of let our foot off the gas. So we have some confidence. Decatur Central, we ended up getting without Kenny Tracy, but he's playing maybe one of the best brand of basketball of anybody that we've been playing against. Yes. He had 31 last night against Danville. So that'll be a tough – I mean, of course, we got to start with Southport, but just looking forward through the tournament and what our seed is and what we drew, I think that it's definitely doable.
And, yeah, you talked about how you played Southport earlier in the year, and that's a game you let slip away. So what needs to be better when you guys play them next Tuesday night?
We didn't rebound. They got us at the buzzer on the offensive rebound tip-in. At that point of the season, we were more of an offensive team. We didn't really pay, details. We didn't pay attention to the details, especially on the defensive side and a defensive rebounding. And that's been our focus for probably the last month and a half, 2 months. So I know that we'll do a better job, at least from that perspective. Now we have to put some points on the board to be able to come out with a win. But, hopefully it won't be that. That won't be a reason why we would struggle in the game.
And have you kind of been talking about playing them and scouting them, even this week, even having the game in between against Tech? Or is that something you start worrying about on Saturday?
Well, just knowing that, having the benefit of playing our sectional opponents before during the season, we kind of know what they're going to do. So, we kind of implement some of the things that we'll see next week, depending on who we believe that we'll play, and into the practice for this week, as well as, preparing for Tech. So, yeah, we put certain things. The emphasis is not on necessarily what Southport does. It's on what Tech does, but we worked a lot on especially, packed in zone, the Decatur plays, or the matchup, pack line defense, the Southport plays. We worked a lot on that stuff this week so we'd be prepared. And we won't throw things in at the last moment because we won't really have a lot of time to prepare for Tuesday's game. So we definitely already started to work for that.
All right. Anything else you have to add, Coach Carlisle?
No, like I said, tomorrow night, make sure you come out, support the seniors, the last home game, the last regular season game of this season. And we hopefully we can come out and put on a good show and send the seniors out on a high note.
That will be at 7:30 tomorrow. If you can't make it out, it will be on WBDG. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. This has been The Conversations with Carlisle.